KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some baseball and softball action from last night. Games that were played between the Raindrops in Hawkeye 10 Conference. Boys baseball first last night. It was Harlan shutting down Atlantic by a score of 7-0. Glenwood defeating Red Oak 11-1. Kemper Catholic 4-0 over St. Albert. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW a 12-7 winner over IKM Manning, while Tri-Center defeated Audubon 22-7. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley 11-1 over Bedford. And in non-conference play last night, Lennox swept a doubleheader from Grandview Christian, winning 16-0 and 11-1 in those two contests. In high school girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic picking up a home victory as they downed Harlan 4-1. It was Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 11-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 11-1 winners over IKM Manning. Tri-Center defeated Audubon by an 8-2 final score. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 13-3. Also in non-conference play last night, Grandview Christian edging Lennox 2-1. East Sac County 5-0 over Arweva. West Monona beat Whiting 16-3. That's girls softball action last night. The Corner Conference baseball and softball tournaments for 2021 have been canceled. Action was set to begin last night and then finish up tonight. Fremont Mills Activities Director Jeremy Christensen said that due to the facility's conditions combined with the weather forecast, the Corner Conference administration just decided to cancel the softball and baseball tournaments for this year. Well, the 5th Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union softball rankings came out yesterday. Here's a rundown. Newell Fonda is top-rated again this week in Class 1A with Wayne, Collins Maxwell, Lisbon, and Southeast Warren, the top five. Lenox checks in at number 10, while Exira EHK is at number 14 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, North Lynn is number 1 ranked. Wilton is number 2. Louisa Muscatine, 3. Van Meter is at 4. And Central Springs is 5th. Underwood checks in at number 8 in the poll, while Earlham is at number 11 in this week's listings. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top-rated, with Mount Vernon number 2, Williamsburg 3, West Burlington Notre Dame 4, and Albia number 5. Atlantic stays put in this week's poll. They stay at number 7 this time around. Also, Class 4A, Winterset is top-rated, Western Dubuque number 2, ADM is number 3, Norwalk and Boone are 4 and 5 in the 4A poll. And in 5A, Muscatine tops the list this week, with Fort Dodge, Johnston, Indianola, and Iowa City High rounding out this week's top five. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced the regional softball pairings yesterday in Class 1A regional first round games. We played on July 6th. They'll also have dates on July 7th, 9th, and 12th for those regional games. In Region 2, Glenn Ralston will be at Bishop Garrigan, Arweva at West Bend Mallard. Audubon will host Boyer Valley. Coon Rapids Bayard goes to Woodbine, while West Harrison is at Logan Magnolia in first-round action. In Region number 3, Seymour is at Moravia. Moulton Udell is at Twin Cedars. Mormon Trail is at Melcher Dallas, and Fremont Mills at Sydney. Diagonal at Bedford in first-round play. In 1A Region 4, Essex will play at Southwest Valley, Murray at East Union, Stanton at Orient Maxburg, East Union at St. Albert, and Cam will play at Riverside in first-round action. In Class 2A, the regional first-round games will be on July 6th. They'll also play games July 7th, 9th, and 12th. In Region 2, Missouri Valley will be a trainer. Lawton Bronson will play at Maple Valley. In Region 3 first-round action, West Central Valley is at Nottoway Valley with IKM Manning at ACGC. In Class 3A, the regional first-round games will be on July 6th, and they'll also play on games on July 9th and 12th. In Region number 2, Atlantic will be at home as they'll play host to Red Oak in first-round action. OABCIG at Cherokee, Okoboji at Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Unity Christian at MOC Floyd Valley. Atlantic will also be hosting a semifinal matchup in Region 2. In Region 3, Centerville is at Albia, Shenandoah at Clark, Des Moines Christian at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Clarinda will play at Sheraton in first-round play. Also in Class 4A, regional first-round games will be July 8th. They'll also play July 10th and 13th. In Region 2, Glenwood is at Creston, Lewis Central is at Denison, Schleswig. And in Class 5A, the regional first-round games will be July 8th, and they'll also play July 10th and 13th in Region 1. Thomas Jefferson moves into the semifinals, and Abraham Lincoln will play a first-round game in Region 2. They'll face off Des Moines Roosevelt's, and that'll be at home in Council Bluffs in first-round action. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Cardinals fell again, this time to the Pirates. 8-2 is the score. Cardinals had just four hits on the day. Dylan Carlson had a couple of them. Carlos Martinez walked seven batters, allowing five runs on five hits, throwing five innings as he comes up on the short end of that slate. Cardinals will be back in action again tonight against the Pirates. 6:20 will be the start time here on KJAN. The Yankees beat the Royals 8-1 last night, taking two out of three in that series. Just six hits for the Royals in that contest. Hanser Alberto had two of those. Sebastian Rivero, the catcher, got his first major league hit and RBI in that contest as well for KC. Also in Major League Baseball last night, the A's beat the Rangers 5-1. Blue Jays over the Orioles 9-0. The Rays over the Red Sox 1-0. The Astros beat the Tigers 12-3. Reds over the Braves 5-3. Nationals beat the Marlins 7-3. Indians 4-1 over the Twins. And late last night, probably after you went to bed, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 4-0. Significant, though, Cubs pitchers Zach Davies, Ryan Tepera, Andrew Chafin, and Craig Kimbrell combined to throw a no-hitter in that game last night for the Cubs. That's their 17th team no-hitter, but the first ever combined no-hitter for the Cubs. Iowa State defensive coordinator John Haycock was always confident the Cyclones could become a championship-caliber defense. ISU enters next season as one of the favorites in the Big 12 and a contender for the college football playoff. A major reason is the play of a defense in a league known for high-scoring games.
You wouldn't coach or play if you didn't think you could go be the best. Like, and I don't, that's all I know. I mean, that's all I've ever coached to do was work to be the best. And whatever that is, that's what you live with. And sometimes the best is five wins, and sometimes the best is a national championship. And I've been on both.
Haycock says he's never felt limited by Iowa State's history as a program.
I mean, I wouldn't do what I'm doing personally if I didn't think we could go be the best. Or, and again, I don't always know what that is. But I guess I don't ever look at it as, you know, hey, we've got to go win the championship. I always feel like the reality of it is you can be as good as you want to be. There's no special place that has to happen.
Haycock says while the program has made a lot of progress, they're still not satisfied.
But I don't ever think there's a limit on where or who or what logo you have. I never bought into any of that. I mean, I've been coaching defense all my life, and the goal was to be the best defense in the country, period. And it didn't matter where I was or what logo I had or anything else. That's the goal. That was the purpose.
Cyclones will open up their season September 4th at home against UNI. Cyclones also picked up a commitment this week from here in state, Cedar Rapids Prairie tight end Gabe Burkle. He's 6'7 and 240 pounds, selected Iowa State this week, making that announcement. Indiana, Kansas State, Michigan State, Minnesota, and Nebraska were among those who made offers to Burkle, who's the 12th-ranked recruit here in Iowa. Iowa junior Dane Belton feels his versatility as his strength in the secondary. The native of Florida shifted between safety and the cash position last season. Cash is the extra defensive back the Hawkeyes use against spread offenses. Iowa finished second in the Big Ten in defense in 2020.
I would say it's, you know, a position of versatility. I mean, everyone, you can say that, but I feel like a lot of people don't understand the aspect of that. You know, you're asked to cover, you're asked to, you know, be in the box sometimes, and it's kind of challenging, but... And I would say, you know, just adapting to it, you know, I'm a football player. I wouldn't say I'm a safety or a corner or any type of thing. I'm a football player. So, you know, when I had the opportunity to step into a role, you know, I'm going to take it and I'm playing my best.
He says an experienced secondary is expected to lead the way while a young defensive front matures.
Oh, it's just all about, you know, intensity and practice. I think that's where it starts. And, you know, like you said, like, we have a lot of young guys, but I feel like they're getting to understand, you know, the tempo of how we practice on defense and, you know, the tempo of college football. And it's all about getting them, you know, reps. So once they kind of know how it goes about in the game and they kind of feel that, then, you know, once it becomes game time, they're comfortable and then we can play 100% like we always want to.
Iowa opens up their season September 4th at home against Indiana. That's Check of Sports.
Since 1964, Datter Motor Company has lived and worked by the slogan, simply better. better. From simply better selection, pricing, and customer service, we offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and a wide pre-owned selection. Our service department and body shop staffs factory-trained ASE and iCar-certified technicians that will fix your vehicle properly. We also feature one of the area's largest parts and accessories inventories. We're Detter Motor Company in Atlantic. Detter, simply better.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.